News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. and Chinese officials will meet again in a few weeks after reaching a deal to roll back most of their tariffs. On top of a 90-day tariff pause, the U.S. agreed to drop its 145% tariff rate on Chinese goods to 30%, while China has agreed to lower its rate on U.S. goods to 10%. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made the announcement at a news conference in Geneva. World shares and U.S. futures surged after the announcement. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports Hamas says it will release the last living American-Israeli hostage held in Gaza.
Hamas says Idan Alexander will be freed on Monday as a goodwill gesture to the Trump administration. Meanwhile, at least five children and four women were among those killed in the strike on a school in the Jabalia area, the Gaza Health Ministry's emergency service says, adding a number of people were wounded. The attack came as President Donald Trump heads to Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates this week. After ending a ceasefire 2 months ago, Israel's intensifying the war in the Gaza Strip, where its 10-week blockade on food, medicine and other supplies is worsening a humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Food security experts say the Gaza Strip will likely fall into famine if Israel does not lift its blockade and stop its military campaign. Nearly 500,000 Palestinians are facing possible starvation. 1 million others can barely get enough food, according to the Integrated Food Security Phase classification. Israel has banned all food, shelter, medicine, and any other goods from entering the Palestinian territory for the past 10 weeks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him personally in Turkey on Thursday for peace talks. Ukraine, along with other European allies, had demanded Russia accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire before the meeting. Moscow rejected the proposal and called for direct negotiations instead. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Kulbaugh. The Pacers built a playoff record tying 41-point halftime lead on the way to a 129-109 Game 4 win over the Cavaliers to claim a 3-1 East semifinal series lead. Indiana coach Rick Carlisle.
We're going to keep approaching this like we have everything to prove. And we know people don't believe in us.
The Thunder held off the Nuggets 92-87 in Game 4 to even their West semifinal series. Stanley Cup playoffs, Mikko Rantanen had a goal and two assists to help the Stars beat the Jets 5-2 for a 2-1 lead in their West second round series.
Just trying to stay in the moment and even keel after wins and good games.
In the East, the Panthers tied their second round set against the Maple Leafs with a 2-0 Game 4 win. MLB, the Rockies fired manager Bud Black amid a 7-33 start. And in golf, Sepp Straka won the Truist Championship. Geffen Kulbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.